Oh, this sweet the sub with Jesus every time. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry called now, come and dine, come and dine. The master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry called now, come and dine. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. John was in the spirit. On the Lord's day, he heard a voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live forevermore. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live forevermore. Amen, sister, if you could maybe just that first song. Jesus has a table spread, and we'd like to ask whether we can open the door after this song. Amen. Come and die. Come and die. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. All this with the sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turn the water into wine to the hungry caller now. Come and dine. The disciples came to learn, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine to the hungry caller now. Come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine to the hungry caller now. Come and dine, come and dine, the master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine to the hungry called now, come and dine.
Let's pray, saints. Father, thank you, Lord, for grace. Thank you for mercy once again to come upon this day to the house of prayer. And that is our desire, Lord. Our souls, Lord, thirst for you. Our souls desire to seek for refuge upon this day. Father, we desire your presence. We desire to hear your voice. We desire, Lord, to be anointed of you. We desire to come into that place that you would lead us, Lord, that you would help us in worship, that you'd prepare us for the word, Father, that you'd quicken us unto prayer, that as you bring the petitions before thee, Lord, upon this evening, that, Lord, they may be acceptable before thee, Lord. Father, we want to ask of you that you'd be glorified in the midst of your people, that you'd touch your people once again, that you'd visit each and every one of us at this time, Lord. Continue to help the song leader, Lord. Continue to lead us and guide us in the spirit of worship, we pray. Father, bless your servant as he had come to deliver the word unto us, Lord. And we commit this prayer meeting into your hands. Father, you be glorified in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just thank you again for the song. It's really in my hand. Amen. Give me oil in my hand. Give me oil. Give me oil in my lamp, give me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Keep me singing till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, give me resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, give me resting. Keep me resting till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Make us fishers of men, I pray. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Keep us seeking till the break of day. Oh, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Justify, justify, I'm in the first place, you justify. Oh, justify, you justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. I was sitting alone and wondering about what I am supposed to do. I can't deny the times I made mistakes. I can't hide from Him, He knew. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Oh, justify, you justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, justify, you justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. 'Cause He promised I'd be victorious when I know I am not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, justify, you justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. You justify, you justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spoil or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. Oh, you have not done it in the first place. You justify. Oh, justify. You justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify. You justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way. Praise the Lord. I am on my way. Salvation is free. Why don't you come? Salvation is free. Why don't you come? Salvation is free. Why don't you come? I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. As the deer panted for the water, amen. So my soul panted after you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after you. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shelter. You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shelter. You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. Though alone I will joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Over the fountains of glory divine, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, outburst of my side, angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior, happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with your goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. In prisoner's chain, with bleeding strife, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. The chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in the prison in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name.
I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. We bless your name, we bless your name. God richly bless you, precious brother Vlad. God bless you. Greetings to everyone in your homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I greet every one of you. We thank the Lord. It is another Friday. And grace, oh, grace has reached us. And the Lord, with his arms wide open, has received us this evening. Oh, he knows. He knows every petition. He knows every need. He knows things that even we ourselves don't know that we need. Oh, Lord, we thank you. How the week has traveled, your blessings upon your people. Oh, Lord, our going outs and coming ins, in our working places, in our homes. Oh, Lord, you have sustained us. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Brethren, as we ask, let's hear something before we pray. I want to read something. And you know, we have nothing to give but the Lord's word. It's nothing but the Lord's word. Let's listen to what the Lord has for us. He wants to tell us tonight. Before even ourselves into prayer. In John 14, the Lord says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, praise the Lord. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Again, Apostle Paul also wrote in Philippians 4, verse 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What an assurance. I shall supply all your need according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul again wrote in 2 Corinthians verse 9, chapter 9, verse 8. He said, and God is able to make all grace. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Grace. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. That's the will of God. That you will always have all sufficiency in all things so that you may abound in every good work. Then Jesus also said, again, he said, in all things, you could see that all the scriptures we are reading, everything about all, and all things, whatsoever, ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord. Brethren, will you take God at his word tonight? Will you take God at his word tonight? That all things are possible to them that believe. Shall we stand this moment now? And as the scripture says, he said, rejoice always. Rejoice evermore and pray unceasingly. And he said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Truly the Lord has been good to us. We all know how the week so far, my brother, my sister, we leave the house, we go out there, but we don't know, brethren, we don't know how every minute, how many times the Lord had to intercede for us, how he raised standards against the enemy. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Tonight we are here, Lord. In all things you said we should give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So Lord, we lift up our heart tonight. We've heard your assurances and we want to say thank you. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you. All your words of assurance, even Lord, tonight, oh God, how it has lifted, Lord, our faith, Lord, knowing very well that, Lord, tonight we are not going to leave your presence, oh God, we doubt, Lord Jesus. Oh, answering our needs, oh Lord, we know that, oh God, oh, you want to do something in our midst tonight, oh God. Father, we thank you for the week so far, Lord, your blessings, oh God, especially, Lord, your word of life, oh God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, we have such enough, Lord, sufficient word of God that always keep us online, Lord, in line, oh God. Father, we thank you. We give glory to you. We bless you. Oh, there is no other name than the name Jesus for us, Lord, to give praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the name above all other names. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord, this night. Oh, this evening, Lord, we say, blessed be thy wondrous name, Lord. Oh, your mercies, Lord. Oh, that endures in all situations, Lord. Father, we say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your protection, oh God. The Lord, your eye is always upon your children. Oh, the Lord, you never blink an eye, oh God. Father, we're going out and coming in. Oh, the weak, Lord. Oh, we know that every footstep, Lord, has been directed by you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, when we talk about, oh Lord, your grace, even as you said, you will, oh Lord. Oh, abound, you bring your grace, Lord. Oh, unto us. In abundance, in sufficiency, oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you that grace once when we were even lost, when we were blind, oh Lord, grace found us, Lord. We thank you. We give glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. And when we talk about your love, oh Lord Jesus, we cannot count. Oh, we can't count our blessings, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give glory to you tonight. We bless you, the Lord, once again. You have opened your arms of grace, your arms of love. Oh, to receive us, oh, Lord Jesus, to receive our petitions. We thank you. We bless you, Father. We know the Lord. We are not going to, leave your presence tonight, oh, God. We doubt, Lord Jesus. Oh, even a little cloud in our hands, Lord, an assurance that, Lord Jesus, that, oh, there is plenty of God, abundance of Lord, oh, blessings of God are on the way, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we turn to the reading of your word, God, oh, bless your word, Lord Jesus. And Father, we want to take, oh, your word tonight, Lord, that your word will never fail, Lord, to us. We give glory to you. We bless you, your servant, Lord Jesus, once again. I surrender all to you, Lord. Father, we want to hear you. We want to hear you, Lord, tonight. Speak, Lord Jesus, and let your word inspire us tonight, to God. Oh, that, Lord, it will lead us into prayer tonight. We give all glory to you. Oh, take your place now, Lord, as we sit at your feet. Lord, we want to hear your word of inspiration tonight. We thank you. We give glory to you in all things that, Lord Jesus, you have done. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. As we are standing, let's stand to the reading of the word. Our first reading is in Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Joshua, the book of chapter 3, verse 5. And then we shall read 2 Corinthians 5, 7. They are all short scriptures. But my brother, we can stay on this till the Lord comes. Amen. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Let's hear the word of God. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Our second reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Lord, every direction that look onto anything around us, Father, close every and seal us, Lord, tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we've read your word of God. Lord, now as we sit at your feet, O God, oh, we need your direction, Lord Jesus. Your direction, O God, by which, O Father, you want us to pray, O Lord, tonight. Inspire us, Lord Jesus. Lift up our spirits, Lord, tonight. Lord Jesus, through your word, O God, we will pray, Lord, according to what you will for us, Lord, tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We give all glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? And we have our subject tonight, taking the Lord at his word. Taking the Lord at his word. Amen. So looking at our first scripture that we read. Yes, there stood Israel now by the Jordan. But why? Why have they halted? Why have they stopped? Israel is standing by Jordan. They were on their way to the promised land. But why have they stopped? Why have they halted? The people of God sojourning through the wilderness to a promised land have come to some huge obstacles. They've come to some huge obstacles spread across the field. Before them was an overflooded and menace-looking Jordan River. Menace-looking. Frightening. Amen. And beyond the river, they could see an imposing figure of Jericho wall, heavily closed in. My great obstacles. Before them, flooded Jordan. And beyond the Jordan, where they are entering their promised land, they could see a huge wall. My. But you see, Joshua never looked by sight the overflooded river. No. All that mountain of a wall. He never looked at those things. Amen. And so tonight we would like to learn something from Joshua. Because not looking at those things, he instructed the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Man, that's someone who is walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. That was the instructions. And brother, my sister, tonight, we need to call it out like Joshua called out. Tonight, we are also saying, sanctify yourself, for the Lord will do wonders amongst us tonight. We are calling it out as Joshua called. That tonight, amen, the Lord will do wonders amongst us. Oh, are you afraid? I believe you have shouted the amen over there. Praise the Lord. He's the same God, changing God, same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are calling out also because we are not going to look at any circumstances that we find ourselves tonight. We are not looking at those things. But we are looking, we are taking the Lord at his word. If Joshua said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. We know that is the same God tonight. And so we are saying, sanctify yourself, for tonight the Lord will do wonders amongst us. Amen. So tonight, no matter rivers uncrossable or mountains impossible to tunnel through, the God of Joshua is here. Amen. And we are walking by faith, not by sight. Praise the Lord. You know, let's see one thing here. You see, God did not give Joshua any instructions about how he's going to cross that uncrossable river. God never gave him instructions how he was going to cross that river. Amen. Jordan looked menacingly dangerous, threatening. And you could surely discern that the people, you could discern from the people that there were some were really doubtful about what is going to happen now. How are we going to cross? Maybe some of them even started saying, had God chosen the right time for us on this journey? Is it the right season for us to go? Why didn't God wait for the dry season when Jordan, see, we can cross Jordan, it's just about our knee. See, Jordan could have been just a knee deep in the dry season. Why God didn't wait? Let's listen to what the prophet said in the message book, Time Tested Memorial of God. He said, God picked the worst time. God picked the worst time in all the year to cross Jordan. The worst time God picked to cross the Jordan. He said, God likes to take those things, you see, those kind of times to prove that he is God. Amen. God takes those times to prove that he is God. And men of God who believe in God know that God's promise, you see, they take the God's promise, they are not afraid. Amen. They are not afraid. Just like Joshua. Because God has spoken. Take the children of God and go now. And now there was Jordan. Amen. Oh, the prophet said, God chooses those times, worst times, to prove that he is God. And men of God that will believe and take his word, take his word, they are not afraid. My brother, if you take God's word tonight, if you are not afraid, he's the same God. Amen. Oh, the prophet said, because God will stick with his word. Just as certain as he is God. He will stick to it. If he said go, you just go. Amen. He will stick to his word. Oh, praise the Lord. So Joshua, a man of God, was not looking at the troubled water, that looking so dangerous to cross. But he took God at his word. He took God at his word. The prophet said Joshua didn't think how wide Jordan was or how muddy it was. He said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. He said, Joshua knew himself. He was in line of the covenant between God and their father Abraham to possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. See, let's take notice of that. He said, Joshua knew himself that he was in line of a covenant between God and their father Abraham. Praise the Lord. And in one of the message books, the prophet said he was taking a promised people to a promised land by a promise of God. Amen. So Joshua knew himself. You've got to know yourself where you are standing. Amen. Joshua knew himself where he was standing. And so tonight, if we also will remember our covenant place through Christ, if we will also remember, oh yes, sir, we are the faith seed of Abraham, the faith seed of Abraham. And we are to possess every gate of the enemy. Amen. Everyone, every gate. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The great men of old, they possess the gates of the enemy. All right. But one gate they couldn't possess. And that is what? The gate of death. But my brother, you and me, the faith seed of Abraham, through Christ, oh, who conquered the grave and death, my brother, we are to what? Possess every gate. Death, my brother, you won't die. My sister, you won't die. We are possessing every gate. Death has no power over us. Through Christ. Amen. My brothers, know who you are tonight. That even death has no power over you. Amen. If we can walk in our covenant, then the same covenant answering God will fulfill his word tonight. Joshua knew where he was standing. And he saw that there was no halting place in God. There's no halting, stopping, no sir. Because, you see, he remembered the order that Moses received from God. Remember when Moses came to the Red Sea, he said something by faith. Hear not, stand still and see the salvation of God, which he will show you today. And then after that, he went to God to ask him, Lord, what should I do? The prophet said, God told him, commanded him, go forward, go forward. The promised land belongs to you. Go forward, keep moving. See, there is no halting place. Oh, brother, my sister, as long as you see the goal before you, as long as you see the goal before you, my brother, there is no halting. Let's look at Apostle Paul. What did he say? He said, I press on towards the mark. I press on. No halting. No stopping. Oh, you know, one time Eve just stopped a while, and you know what happened. Eve stopped a while, and what happened? No stopping. Go forward. Press on. Oh, praise the Lord. And again, Joshua had not forgotten what God has assured him. He had not forgotten that also. We should not forget the word, what God has made us. He didn't forget it. When God said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Oh, praise the Lord. Joshua never allowed that promise, that assurance to go out of his heart, his mind, or his thoughts. He held on to, you see, he took God at his word. And so if Moses God, you opened the Red Sea for him. As you said, you be with me as you were with Moses. I love Joshua. He was a man of faith. You will never walk by sight. No, sir. He knew that Jordan would also open for him. Because that's the promise of God. So Joshua drawing inspiration from all these experiences, from the word of God, he could just stand. Looking at that river overflowed, my brother, my sister. So threatening. But he could say, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. When you continue to read that part of the word, God was so happy with Joshua. He said, mine, that's my boy. Mine. And God has nothing to do but to do according to what Joshua, what he has said. I brought the same thing tonight for you and for me. Whatever need that you are looking for. Amen. Speak it and believe. So we also calling out tonight that we will sanctify ourselves tonight because God is going to do wonders amongst us tonight. In the message book, the results of decision. Chicago. The prophet said, if there ever was a call to the church to sanctify itself and get away from the things of the world, then we are ready to cross over. Amen. So whatever rivers uncrossable before you, mountains that look so impossible to tunnel through, my brother, my sister, if you will forget about all other things, amen, then you are ready to cross over, no matter how it is. That's your problem, your sickness, whatever be it, your needs. There's going to be a way open through all those obstacles. They cannot stand on your way. No, sir. So the prophet said, are you ready tonight to throw aside all other things and sanctify yourself from all your unbelief? That's the prophet asking this question now. Amen. Are you ready tonight to throw aside all other things and sanctify yourself from all your unbelief and take God at his word tonight? Believing by faith, not looking at your circumstances. Then we come to the very scriptures that we read before. We come back to John 14:14. The prophet asking, are you ready tonight to throw away aside all things and sanctify yourself from all your unbelief and take God at his word? Amen. Then John 14:14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And the second scripture we read, but Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All your need, all. Not some, all. Amen. All. And then the next one we read was, God is able to make all grace Oh man, all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, all grace, all sufficiency, all things, so that you may abound unto every good works. Oh, praise the Lord. And then Jesus said, and all things, my brother, my sister, what is it? All things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer tonight, in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Oh, will you take God at his word tonight? Amen. Lord, we are taking your word tonight. We are taking your word tonight. We are taking you at your word tonight. Thank you. You are always in the midst of your people. Manifest thyself, Lord, tonight. Meeting the needs of your people tonight, Lord. Some are looking unto you, Lord, for the right job, which can allow them to fully serve you. Some waiting on you, Lord, for the results of their documents applications, Lord. Some seeking healing and expecting a touch of your healing hands tonight, Lord. Lord, we are taking you at your word tonight, that all things are possible to us. Whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive tonight. Lord, we believe it, O God. We believe it. Let's read something from the prophet. He said, I've seen people healed. I've heard of it, and I've watched others. I've seen them in my neighborhood that were paralyzed and now walking. I've seen blind. Now they could see. Cancer ridden. Doctors giving them up. And now they are living and well and healthy. The boys, I've seen all this. And now, Lord, at thy word. At thy word, I'm coming tonight too. I'm coming tonight too. Grant it, Lord. And may your spirit be here to answer back, Lord. Oh, in Christ Jesus' name we ask, Lord Jesus. I'm reading all from this from the prophet. Brethren, tonight, and for our petitions, the petitions that brethren, your brother, your sister, which are going to be read tonight. My brother, remember, one thing, remember. One of the greatest prayer a man could dedicate himself to is to pray a prayer of intercession. Amen. Interceding for your brother. So the requests and the petitions that will come, my brother, pray for your brother. As you pray for your brother, oh, God sees your need also. Amen. Because it was through someone, from someone interceding for you, that has made us what we are today. The scripture says, God saw that there was no man, there was no intercessor. Therefore, his right hand, oh, did what? Did the salvation. Someone interceded for us. Let's intercede for others. Amen. Brethren, will you take God at his look at all the assurances he has given to us tonight? Oh! To the Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh Lord, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all. Oh Lord Jesus, world without end, believe, oh God, tonight, that even before, we call, you have already answered. And even as we start to begin to pray, you have already heard. Brethren, all is possible tonight. Do you believe it? Only believe. Lord, I believe. As we get ourselves into prayer, Lord, I believe all things are possible. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Yes, I believe. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, yes, I believe. All things are possible. Oh, Lord, yes, I believe. Oh, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Lord, tonight I believe it, oh God, that all things are possible. Yes, I believe. My brother, believe the Lord. He knows all your needs tonight. Commit all unto him now. He said, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive it. That's his promise. Let us all pray. Let's pray. God richly bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
and saints, it's wonderful to come before the Lord in prayer. Thank you to Brother Max for the word. Saints, just to bring before us now as you continue on in prayer our requests. But firstly, a couple of thanksgivings. Brother Ellie is thanking the saints. A couple of weeks ago, we were praying for her, for her, Sister Bibi, for her knee. If you remember, Sister Bibi was having a lot of problems with her knee. So Brother Ellie has sent a thanksgiving for the faithfulness of the Lord. And he was saying, praising God for healing Sister Bibi from the knee we prayed for 2 weeks ago. It was so bad she could hardly walk, but it has gone in such a simplicity that she didn't even realize. So we really thank the Lord for that one, saints. But he's saying, please keep praying for her general health, that the Lord may completely heal her. So we bring that before the Lord, but we thank the Lord for his faithfulness, for watching over her. We then have a prayer request, a thanksgiving from Sister Lydia, saying she's giving thanks to the Lord for Brother Vlad's dad had his 70th birthday, and Sister Lydia's parents had their 45th wedding anniversary. That was in July and August. So she's really thankful to the Lord for those things. So we do appreciate, saints, the parents that the Lord gives us and the way the Lord blesses and watches over them. Our other requests that we have, let's remember Brother Wilmore. He's joined in there. God bless you, Brother Wilmore, across in Austria with his work. May the Lord bless him and prosper him, bring him safely back from there. We also have from Brother Leroy. He's asking for prayer, please, for his daughter. She's having problems with her adenoids, you know, in the throat, especially when she's sleeping. So she has problems breathing when she's sleeping. They took her to the doctor. You know, the doctors do all the things and say, well, there's not too much they can do about that. So the great thing about it is we can bring it to the great physician. So I said to the brother, Brother Leroy, we'll really put that one before the Lord. His little daughter, that the Lord will touch her adenoids in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that she may sleep well. Sister Dash is looking for prayer. She has a review at 12 noon on Monday, the 27th, this coming Monday, where there's going to be an overview of her current working conditions and so forth. And we're really just looking to the Lord. We're looking to the Son of Prosperity to bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to grant her the desire of her heart as she'd go for that review on this coming Monday. Let's also pray for our children, saints. We know what's happening around the world with this Pride Week and so forth at this time. You know, and there's a lot of things they're taught at school that we as believers wouldn't want our children to be exposed to. So let's really pray for our young ones, that the Lord may protect them and keep them, especially in this week coming up ahead where there's a lot of these activities that take place around these things of the days of Lot. So we really want to pray for our children that the Lord will protect them and keep them. The Bible says, guard your heart, for from it proceeds the issues of life. So may the Lord guard their hearts. That is our desire. So these are the requests for today. Let's not forget the ones we already had. Sister Sabrina, her application for her stamp 4. We keep that one before the Lord. We want those walls of Jericho to come down in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for Brother Aurelian, his wife, having had the cancer and her health condition across there in Belgium, our good friend and brother, Brother Aurelian. Let's continue to keep him and his family before the Lord. And I think that's about it, saints, of the request that I've got your Sister Priya, Sister Agi, their desire to come and join up with the rest of the family as the Lord opens that door. We want to look to the Lord for these things, saints. So God bless you as we pray, and may the Lord quicken us in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. That's wonderful, saints. We thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother Max, for the word. I think you really nailed it right at the beginning with the promises of the word. Whatsoever we ask him, he will do it. He's promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. How wonderful. How wonderful to come and pray. Thank you, Brother Vlad, for the song worship. Let's ask Brother George if you'd put these requests before the Lord. Then we hand over to Brother Vlad. Let's sing two songs at the end there, Brother Vlad. And may the Lord bless you richly, saints, until we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can you hear me? Yes, Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace that ever shines, Lord, that ever atones for us, oh God. Father, what better place can we be than to be in the house of the Lord? Father, Lord, when our brother David said, Lord, Father, I'd rather be a doormat in your house than to dwell in the house of sinners, oh God. Precious Savior, Lord, Father, just to be in thine house, we'd covet to be, oh God. Lord, like we've been tonight, Lord, Father, just speaking to thee, Lord, just hearing from thee, oh God. And Lord, Father, being in this atmosphere that we are in, oh God, what a blessed and wonderful place to be, oh God. Father, truly we are grateful. That is our thanksgiving tonight, Lord. Father, that mercy that you have given unto us, Lord, the privilege, Lord, that Lord, Father, Lord, when we come to think, not many a people are privileged to such a privilege, oh God, but you've privileged us, Lord, Father, oh God. What a, Lord, Savior, honor that was given unto us, Lord, that Father, oh God, we don't just pray a prayer that hits the ceiling, oh God, but we pray prayers, Lord, that Lord, Father, we believe, Lord, and we've seen by the results of prayers and the evidence of these prayers that we pray, Lord, they've yielded, Lord, Father, throughout the years, many, Lord, a testimony, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we are grateful, we are thankful, Father. Oh, God, for you, Lord, Father, oh, as Lord, Father, your scripture says, your eyes on the sparrow, and we know, Father, Lord, Savior, Father, you're watching over us, Lord, Father. Oh, you clothe the lilies, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, Savior, but your care is for us, oh, God. Father, we thank you, oh, God, for this, Lord, Father, thanksgiving from our sister, Bibi, Lord, Father. What a blessed one, Lord, Savior, Father. One that we've constantly brought before thee, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, to know that, Lord, you are attentive to us, Lord. And you, Lord, Savior, Father, are listening to every need, Lord. And you've answered that one, Lord, Savior. But we continue, Lord, to bring prayers even into that home, oh, God. Father, Lord, Savior, that you, Lord, Savior, would bring total deliverance to every situation, oh, God. Father, our sister, Lord, Savior, she'd, Lord, Savior, get a strength fully back, Lord, and our young brother, Lord, Savior, Eli Jr., Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, Savior, that would be in time to come another testimony, Lord, Savior, of the goodness of God, Lord. For, Lord, you are a God that watches over us, Lord. You are God that hears, Lord. You are God that answers prayer. Father, we pray for, Lord, Savior, that circumstance we ask given upon this hour. Lord, we thank thee again, Lord, for, Lord, Father, Sister Lydia's, Lord, Savior, thanksgiving she places for our brother, Lord, Vlad's father. Lord, he's no stranger to us. We know him personally, Lord, Savior. Lord, he had, Lord, a nursed an ear problem for a season, and we prayed regarding that one, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Savior, for adding another year to our brother's dad, Lord. Keep him, Lord, Savior. Father, you sustain him, Lord, Savior, there in his life, Lord, Savior. Father, as he lives alone, Father, continue, Lord, Savior, to lead him, Lord, in all his ways, we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, Savior, for that one, Lord, Savior, even amidst our brother's father's life, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we lay all unto thee, Lord, even upon this time, remembering our brother, Lord, Savior, Wilmo, Lord, Savior, Father, in Austria. Father, to you, Lord, Savior, what's Austria? It's just another location, Lord. Father, that we give a name, Lord, but to thee, oh God, all places, Lord. Father, one, Lord, Savior, keep our brother where he'd be, bring him home safely, God. We pray, prosper him in all that he does, Lord, Savior. Bless his family, Lord, Savior, that would be here. Father, keep them always, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we pray, Lord, Savior, your grace for our brother. Keep him always, Lord, Savior, we pray. Father, we think of, Lord, Savior, this one, Lord, Savior, for Sister Priya. Father, Lord, and a daughter, Lord, Savior. Father, it's not, Lord, Savior, an old, Lord, it's not, Lord, a new request, Lord, but it's a constant, Lord, Savior, request, Lord. And we believe this is the season now for our sister to come, Lord, Savior. Father, we believe, Lord, that door has opened, Lord, Savior. We pray that all would work well, that our sister, Lord, Savior, would be here in due course, oh God, remembering a child.
children here as well. Sister Lord Savior Dash and Satish, Lord Savior, we pray for Sister Dash's situation, Lord. Father, oh God, we pray that you naturalize that circumstance, Lord. Father, Lord, change that, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, college, Lord Savior, situation, Lord, to a naturalized situation that our sister, Lord Savior, would have, Lord Father, the claim, Lord Father, that she has, Lord, for your scripture, Father, so clearly states that, Lord Savior, when you said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Lord, and all they that dwell amidst it, oh God, these people in these governments and these places, Lord, they belong to thee, oh God. You are able to influence as you have, Lord, in the past, amidst our lives, Lord Savior, that, Lord, someone would just give us a paper without, Lord Savior, even desiring to, Lord Savior, God, because you are in control, oh God, because you are God over all these things, oh God. Bless our sister, Lord Savior, God. Undertake, Lord, even in this circumstance, we pray that, Lord, it would be another thanksgiving, Lord, for our sister, Lord, a thanksgiving for Sister Priya's return, Lord, with the daughter, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask your grace, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. Father, we lay all unto thee, remembering, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. Father, this, Lord Savior, one for Sister Sabrina as well, another one in that circumstance, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, is there anything too difficult for the Lord? Is there anything impossible, Lord Savior? All things are possible to us who believe, Lord Savior, God. And it's only a matter of time that Sister Brina would give a testimony as well regarding this, Lord Savior, Father, naturalization, stamp for whatever they call it, oh God. But Lord Savior, Father, to thee there's no borders, Lord Savior. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord. Even amidst this one, Lord Savior, God. Father, we pray, Lord Savior, for this, Lord, darkness, Lord, that sweeps the land, Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord, they call it this, they call it that, Lord. Father, we know that pride is demonic, Lord Savior, God. Oh, precious Savior, Lord, Father, we are warned of that one, Lord Savior, and it comes, Lord, even in this, Lord Savior, shape again, Lord, and would torment our children, Lord Savior, God. But we know that, Lord, Father, our children have, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, us who are praying for them constantly, Lord Savior, God, we pray, oh God, that, Lord, Father, oh God, you would block their ears and, Lord Savior, close their eyes, Father, to this darkness, Lord Savior, God, and all that they would see is nothing but Jesus Christ, oh God, dwelling amidst our lives, Lord Savior, God. Lord, we pray for their protection in the schools. We pray your grace, Lord. Father, even change, Lord. Father, the teacher's mind, Lord. Get them distracted off those things, Lord. That they, Lord Savior, Father, would do as thou would command, Lord Savior God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Remembering, Lord, the pastor, Lord. Father, his circumstance, Lord. Father, Lord, his health, Lord, Savior God, whatever needs, Lord. Father, Lord, the service this weekend, Lord, we pray for that, Lord, as well. We pray your grace, Lord. Bless us always, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Maxwell, Lord, Savior, playing his part, Lord, his portion, Lord, Savior. Restore virtue unto him, Lord, Savior. Remembering every home out there, Lord, Savior, whatever the need would be, whether it be, Lord, Savior, of healing, Lord. Father, pass by their way, Lord, Savior God, whether it be financial, Lord, Savior God. Oh, God, whilst we've been in prayer, let, Lord Savior, Father, their storehouse, those bank accounts, Lord, let figures be changed in a way that they would testify in future that, Lord, Father, you are the God that provideth every need, Lord Savior God. Bless every home, bless every, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, Lord Savior, brother, sister, Lord Savior God, until we meet again on Sunday night, thine house, keep us, sustain us, and bless us, Lord, we pray. We thank you for your kindness, your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister, can put the knee of good courage. Of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua when over the river God pointed the way, Jordan and crossover things seem impossible, waters divided as the margin of bay. Could any rivers you think are uncrossable? Could any mountains you can't channel through? God specializes in things that impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. But though to win they would meet with the obstacles, Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. God never failed, he stood back of his promises. Walls had to crumble as they marched around. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you can't channel through. God specializes in things that are impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. God is the same and his word is dependable. He'll make the way to the waters for you. Life situations by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for you too. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you can't channel through. God specializes in things that are impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you can't channel through. God specializes in things impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be far. And that storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the winds. I know the maker of the rain. Calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the winds. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the
God bless, brother Vlad. Thanks, brother.
God bless.
God bless you, Richard.